بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life he gave us something which we tend to ignore, and that is, he gave us choice. When this life ends, or what we call when death comes, the life will not end. It is our ability to choose that will end. Death is not the meaning. Death does not mean the cessation of life. It means the cessation of choice. موت زندگی کے ختم ہونے کا نام نہیں ہے، موت اختیار کے ختم ہونے کا نام ہے. سو وین وی ڈائی، وی ڈائی وین وی آر انیبل ٹو میک اے چوائس. سو واٹ ایور واز دا لاسٹ چوائس وی میڈ، دیٹ از دا چوائس دیٹ آئی لائک ٹو کال اٹ دی افیکٹو چوائس. دیٹ از آور افیکٹو چوائس، نو میٹر واٹ وی ڈیڈ بفور دیٹ. It is the last choice we made which will stay with us in the next stage of our life, because life continues, which is the Akhirah, which is forever. And that is why in one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِمِ. He said the deed, the effect of the deed is dependent on how it ends. My brothers and sisters, and another hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person may do good all his life and then towards the end of his life he does something which is evil, which cancels out all the good that he did before that. And vice versa, a person may not have led a good life throughout his life, but towards the end of his life he ends his life in a way, or his life ends in a way where he has repented and he has corrected himself. And so the first one goes to Jahannam despite having lived a good life for most of his life, and the other one goes to Jannah despite the opposite. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason I remind myself and you about this is because we have to understand one thing very clearly, and that is that if I set out on a journey and I say that say I live from India, from Hyderabad, and I say that I'm going to Boston, right? And I go up to Dubai. And in Dubai, I get off my plane, I just stay back in Dubai. Then, would I say that I reached Boston? I mean, it sounds like a dumb question, but really, seriously, ask yourself this question. I leave Hyderabad with the intention of going to Boston, and I get off in Dubai, and I don't go forward from there. Then, can I say that I reached Boston? Obviously, I can't, because I got off part of the way. Now, no matter how much I argue to say that, look, I got on to the Boston flight, it was the flight which was to go from Hyderabad to Dubai, Dubai to Boston. I got onto the right flight. It was not the wrong flight, and so on and so forth. The fact remains that even though you were on the right flight, you got off, you chose to get off part way, and you chose not to continue the journey until the end. Now, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, where he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. Allah said, oh, you who believe, enter into Islam fully and completely. Partial entry is not entry. Completing a part of the journey does not take you to its destination. You have completed only a part of the journey. You are still nowhere close to the destination. So if my destination is Jannah and I go only part of the way, then I haven't gone to Jannah. I have only gone part of the way. It's as simple as that. So it's a question of the choices that I make, the choices that you make in your life and my life, which will determine whether we go to the destination, which inshallah is Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, complete the journey. Allah is saying, stay on track to the end. Enter Islam fully. In another place in Surah Al-Baqarah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Allah said, are you among those who take what suits you and you leave out what doesn't suit you, although both are equally important? Are you those who believe in a part of the book and you reject a part of the book? Selective obedience is disobedience. Because when there are two laws, two rules, two orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I say that I am going to obey the first one, then I am automatically saying that I am not going to obey the second one. So selective obedience is disobedience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept selective obedience. Allah does not accept disobedience. So if a person is selecting one and rejecting the other, that is a form of, and it is a demonstration of arrogance. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in another place in the Quran, in Surah Ma'un, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Allah said, woe to the people who pray, who delay their prayer. Who delay their prayer. Now, think about this. Allah is not saying woe to those who don't pray. Those who don't pray are declaring the fact that they do not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a different issue and a different thing altogether. We are talking about people who do pray, but who do not hasten to the prayer, who do not treat it with the importance it deserves. They delay it and they are lackadaisical about it and they are tardy about it. Allah is saying, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah is saying, woe to them. Meaning, these people should be ashamed. I don't like to use the word curse, but it is a negative connotation to such people to say that these people are doing something which is bad. Now you might say, well, you know, after all they are praying. So no, it's not a question of after all you are praying. You are not doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praying. You have not done a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by accepting Islam. Whether we accept Islam or not makes no difference whatsoever to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We accept Islam for ourselves. We accept Islam because we want to go to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dependent on us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether we accept Islam or not. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us Islam, that He gave us this key to the Jannah. He gave us Jannah and He told us that this is yours, you will inherit it, provided you do the right things. And therefore, if somebody does, out of three right things which should be done, if he does one or two and leaves out two or one, then obviously he has not completed the requirement to go into Jannah. It's like a lock, which is a numbered lock, and where you have to spin the number for the lock to open. If the number has 3 digits, 4 digits, 5 digits, you have to have all of those digits in the right sequence in order for the lock to open. If you get 3 of them right and you get 1 wrong or whatever it is, the lock will never open. I mean, and there's no point in arguing and saying, oh, but you see, after all, I got 4 out of 5 right. I must get some credit for that. No, the lock does not open. The lock will open only when all the 5 digits are aligned correctly in the right order. It's that simple. Now, the reason I began where I began is because to help us understand that as far as this choice is concerned, the issue of choice is, we have this choice while we are alive. The moment we are at the door of death, the moment the curtain is lifted, the moment the door is opened, the moment we see the malaika, the angels, the angel of death, then every single one of us will see that, every single one of us, no matter what we believed, no matter what we refused to believe, no matter where we started, no matter where we ended, no matter how and what, we will all die. We will all see the angel of death. And at that time, choice ends. At that time, we cannot say, oh, now that I have seen the Akhirah, now that I have seen what's to come, I am going to redo my choices. No. It doesn't work like that. You cannot redo the choices. The whole basis of Islam is Iman bil Ghaib. It is to have faith in the unperceivable, because the unperceivable came to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we accepted this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, what Allah told us and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, we accept it, we acknowledge it, and therefore we go forward with it. And this is the point I want to make to you and myself, is let us value this choice while we have it. Let us not get distracted by our desires, by the wrong company we keep, by whatever is happening in the world, and put ourselves in a situation where we are making the wrong choices. Now, brothers and sisters, as I told you, it ends the moment the last choice is the final choice, and that's the only choice which counts. So, and we don't know when that last choice will come. We don't know when our life will end. So let us make tawbah, let us make istighfar, let us make tawbah, let us apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us repent, let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make the right choice, which is the choice to completely and fully enter Islam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kafatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah said, do not follow the footsteps of shaytan, truly he is for you a clear enemy. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do this, and to enable us to live our lives in a way where when we meet him, there will be no regrets, and we can hope for the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.